Filibuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Cheryl. It's her husband Justin's birthday, and she wanted to get him with a Brian Filibuster. And, well, their dishwasher has been broken. So I called as the dishwasher people to not help him at all.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Justin?
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. AJ McLean from the dishwasher helpline here.
Oh, thank you. I've been waiting for your call. I really appreciate you getting back to me.
Yeah, and it's now it's Justin with a J?
Yeah, Justin with a J.
Okay, good. And what seems to be the problem, Justin?
Well, you know, my dishwasher just, I mean, it's working, but it's not cleaning my dishes. They got, like, little spots on them, and, like, the plates have, I have to wipe them down again after I wash them. That's the issue.
Let me put you on hold real quick, and I'll get you with one of our specialists here, okay?
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, hold, please. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Justin.
Justin. Justin with a J?
Of course. Yes.
Justin, okay. Just Justin. Okay, this is Howie D. I'm the flow specialist here.
Well, Howie, my dishwasher isn't cleaning my dishes. You know, it runs, but when I get my dishes, they have, like, little spots on them. It's just not clean. It's just not clean.
Okay. Well, I'm the flow specialist here, so my specialty is the water. So there is water going in, and is there water coming out of the... you know, the spinny thing that the water comes out of? The spinny thing.
The spinny thing?
Yeah, you know, the spinny thing that spins around with the water shoots out of it?
There's water coming out. There's water everywhere. It's working.
I don't know
what spinny thing you're talking about, but water's coming out.
Technical term, Justin. Yeah, the spinny thing. That's what we call it in the business. I'll have to hand you off to the next specialist because I'm the flow specialist. So if you're getting the water, that's good. So just hang on. I'm going to get you to another department that can help you out, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, hold, please. Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Justin.
Justin with a J.
Yes, Justin with a J. Yes.
Hi, Justin. This is Nick Carter. I'm the detergent dispenser engineer here.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
I hear you're having a problem with the dishwasher. What seems to be the problem?
Yeah, Nick, as I told your other two people, my dishwasher just isn't cleaning my dishes. You know, it's working. The dishwasher itself is running, but afterwards, the dishes are covered with spots and stripes and just not clean.
Okay. And you've already spoken with Howie, the flow specialist, right?
Yeah. It's not the water. It's what Howie said.
Okay, good. Well, hey, I'm the detergent dispenser engineer. So, you know the little door on the soap? Does that seem to be opening?
Yeah, it opens. It closes. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Hang on one second. I'm going to get you on with the next specialist to help you along with this problem. Hold, please. hello? Who am I speaking with?
This is Justin.
Justin with a J.
Oh, my God.
Are you the same guy I just talked to? You sound exactly like him.
I know. This is Kevin Richardson.
Okay, Kevin. I'm struggling here. I don't know what's going on with my dishwasher, and you guys just keep sending me different people, so...
I'm in charge of all of the dishwasher racking problems.
Oh, okay.
What seems to be the problem, Justin?
Well, Kevin, the racking's... It's fine. The racks are great. It's just the cleaning's the issue, and your last couple guys just don't seem to know, so I'm hoping... Maybe you could help.
How do you load your dishwasher?
I mean, I put the cups on top and plates and dishes down below.
Now, on the bottom rack, when you put the dishes in, do you put them all in smallest to largest?
Smallest to largest. I just try to fit them all in. Sometimes it's like playing Tetris. You just gotta...
Okay, well, sometimes you don't want to overload it. Do you organize them by color?
No, I don't organize them by color. Why would I organize them by color?
It just kind of looks nice. Have you ever tried washing, like, birthday cake off the... Does the birthday cake come off the dishes?
Birthday cake? What are you talking about, birthday cake? Any food should come off. Right now, the food comes off. It's just stained.
Are you going to be eating any birthday cake anytime soon?
No, I don't eat birthday cake. I'm not 5 years old, all right?
You know, Justin, Cheryl gave me a call.
What, my wife, Cheryl?
Yeah. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster.
Of course it is. Of course it is. The spinny thing, Brian? The spinny thing.
Technical term.
I knew right then, but I thought, oh my God.
Cheryl thought maybe messing with you about the busted dishwasher might be a fun way to say happy birthday.
You know what? This is so Cheryl. I always hear these. I never thought you'd get me. Oh, my God.
Sorry I can't help you with your dishwasher, but...
honestly, I wish you could, because it's a mess.
Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, I won't forget this birthday. Thank you so much, Brian.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.